The following was a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on August 27, 1982, in Los Angeles, California. The class begins with a reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 14, Text 24.
Sarvabhoma Ramananda Vaninate Diya Prasad Patalo Raja Bahuta Koriya Sarvabhoma Ramananda Vaninate Diya Prasad Patalo Raja Bahuta Koriya. Translation: the king also sent a large quantity of prasad to Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, and Vaninath Rai. It's just like to remind everyone at this point that before we get into the discussion of all the type of prasad, this offering of prasadam is not an ordinary thing. That Rupa Goswami and his Upadeshamrita, which is one of our most valuable books, has described how devotees have loving exchanges with each other. That the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness is like that. Actually, Srila Prabhupada has given in some purports that the purpose of the Krishna consciousness or International Society for Krishna Consciousness movement is to give the facility for the devotees to come together and exchange these loving relationships. The society is there so that we can exchange loving relationships with each other. What are those six types of loving relationships that were mentioned in Upadeshamrita? Giving of foodstuff, of prasadam, and accepting prasad. Giving some gift to a devotee and accepting whatever that devotee may offer. And also to open one's mind to a devotee and to accept the mind of a devotee, to accept when they open their mind to you. So these six type of exchanges are loving exchanges. So here's one of them: giving prasad to the Lord. Of course, Lord Chaitanya also leaves some mahaprasad, which they will take. This way, some loving exchanges are going on. Actually, when the devotees come down from Bengal, you can imagine they're eagerly walking 500 kilometers to meet the Lord. When they meet, the display of affection and love is so great that, practically speaking, it can melt a stone. When they come down, and the very first time, one account is given that as they're coming down to Vrindavan, or to rather Nilachol, then their devotees are coming and they see the Sankirtan party of Lord Chaitanya just as he's going to the Narendra Lake. And then from a distance, Advaita, Nityananda and the other devotees, they offer their obeisances, Srivas. And then Lord Chaitanya sees them and he being so overwhelmed, even though he's the Lord himself, he also offers his obeisances and all his devotees follow. And then they come and they just grab the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and they pray that, O Lord, let us be Give us this boon that we can have your eternal association life after life, that we can always see your divine lotus feet, your divine lotus face, that we can always be engaged in your devotional service in the association of your devotees eternally. We don't want anything else. And then Jagannath Prasad garlands and Chandan come from the temple, just sent by Jagannath's servants, but Lord Chaitanya knew that these were sent by Jagannath, who is the super soul of everyone, just to greet his devotees who had come. So that way, then Lord Chaitanya, with his own hand, he started to garland the different devotees, and his senior associates were garlanding those devotees who had come. Every devotee received garland. And then personally, Lord Chaitanya took sandalwood pulp, and he was putting sandalwood pulp on the forehead of all the devotees. And he was embracing them, greeting his loving devotees. And they were just crying in ecstasy. They couldn't expect this type of greeting from the Lord himself. And their good wives, who were standing at a distance, just seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, they were just standing there in tears. Tears were pouring from their eyes. They were just as good as their husbands in pure devotion. They were just standing there and crying. You see, touching the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya in their heart. In this way, everyone was merged in an ocean of transcendental ecstasy. And then they started to chant in Sankirtan. And even all of Jagannath's pujaris and devotees, they also engaged in Sankirtan. Like this was the type of greeting that happened when Lord Chaitanya's devotees came to Jagannath Puri. You see. So, of course, now we're going into the more detailed exchanges. And now the prasad is being sent by the King Prataparudra to Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, and Vaninath Rai. So we can continue. We're just relishing these pastimes, worshipping them.
Balagandhi bhogya prasad uttama ananto nisakari prasad ailo jara nahi anto.
Translation. The prasad sent by the king had been offered to the Balagandhi festival and included uncooked milk products and fruits. It was all of the finest quality, and there was no end to the variety.
Chana pana pera poira amro nari kela kata nana vida kadolak arabijatav.
There was curd, fruit juice, coconut, mango, dried coconut, jackfruit, various kinds of bananas and palm fruit seeds. Purport. This is the first list of prasad offered to Lord Jagannath. These tal fruit, you know the talo bone? Some of the palm trees in LA look like tal fruit, but they don't, they're not. Tal fruit are what they have, those little hand fans in India. That's from the tal fruit, the leaf of that tree. So that fruit is two types. Here it says tala beech or beechatal. That you eat the seed when it's green, when it's not ripe, then it's like a green coconut. And you cut that open, and inside you'll find three seeds. And those seeds at that time are just like jello. They're very soft, and inside there's a sweet juice. So if you bite into it, the juice will drip down here on your chin. And sometimes it squirts out. It's very juicy. And mildly sweet, but very refreshing. And very soft, just like a little jello pack. And then a ripe tal fruit. That time those seeds have become just hard seeds and you can't eat them. As far as I know, I don't know if you eat them or not, but you don't eat them fresh, that's for sure. And then the whole rest of the fruit, which is fibrous like a coconut, that gets filled with a yellow type of intensely aromatic nectar. You can smell that from a half a mile. That's why when Krishna smelled that scent from that tall fruit, and all his cowherd boy, they wanted to go into that forest. They take that in a big bamboo basket and they rub it and get all the nectar out. And then that becomes just a yellow nectar. Now they can make that as a nectar drink, or they mix it in a pakora batter and make pakoras, or rice batter and they make rice cakes. All that we take it highly scented. That's called tala pita, other tal cake. So these things, they're sending now the green tal fruit. Some of the prasads they're sending now are being listed here. This is all prasad, so it's all right. You don't have to feel bashful if you start to drool.
Naranja cholanga taba kamala bijapur ka bhadama chohara droka pindu ka jur.
There were also oranges, grapefruit, tangerines, almonds, dried fruit, raisins, and dates.
Manohara ladhu adi sateka prokar amrikutika adi kirosa opar.
Prabhupada's translation. There were hundreds of different types of sweetmeats like manohara, ladu, sweets like amrita gutika, and various types of condensed milk.
Amrita manda sarabati ara kam kumra kuri saramita sarabaja ara sarapuri.
Prabhupada's translation. There were also papayas and sarabati, a type of orange, and also crushed squash. There was also regular cream, fried cream, and a type of puri made with cream. The sarapuri, they've made a variety of it. It's considered to be the topmost sweet of Krishnanagar near Mayapur. Each city in Bengal, you know Bengal is famous for milk sweets. So each city has 1 to 3 variety of sweet, which is their particular. They're famous for that. Navadvip is famous for its misti doi, the sweet red yogurt, cooked down condensed yogurt. The Krishnanagar is famous for sarapuri and another cream roll. Like that, then Chandanagar is famous for tal sandesh. They make a sandesh just in the shape of that tal fruit, tal seed. And they somehow make the sandesh very hard. But in the middle of it, they put sweet juice. So when you bite into it, just like a tal fruit, it drips down your chin. It's crazy. If you go anywhere, they say you have to try. This is the pride of their town. Every, just like people are proud of Eiffel Tower and proud of other, in Bengal, they're proud of the particular sweet that they make in that city. So they're offering all these very, very wonderful type of offerings to Lord Jagannath.
Hari Ballab Seyoti Karpur Maloti Dali Ma Moricha Ladu Novata Omniti.
Translation by Prabhupada. There are also sweets like Hari Ballab and sweets made of Senoti flowers, Karpura flowers, and Maloti flowers. There were pomegranates, sweets made with black pepper, sweets with fused sugar, and Amriti Jilipis. Amriti Jilipi made with rice powder and chickpea flour mixed with yogurt, fried in ghee, and immersed in sugar water.
Padmachini Chandrakanti Kaja Kandasar Viyari Kadamati Lakad Viyari Kadamati Lakajar Prokar.
There was all lotus flower sugar. Sugar obtained from lotus flowers. A kind of bread made from urad dal, crispy sweetmeats, sugar candy, fried rice sweets, sesame seed sweets, and cookies made from sesame seeds.
Naranga cholanga amra vrikhera akar phula phala patra yukta kondera vikar.
There were sweetmeats made from sugarcane candy in the form of oranges, lemons, and mangoes, along with fruits, flowers, and leaves. Dadhi duktanani takra rasala sikarini salavana mugna gankur adha adha kani kani. There was yogurt, milk, butter, buttermilk, fruit juice, a preparation made of fried yogurt and sugar candy, and salty mung dal sprouts with shredded ginger. Lembu kuladi nana prokara achar. Likitena pari prasad koteka prokar. There were also various kinds of pickles, lemon pickle, berry pickle, and so on. Indeed, I am not able to describe the variety of food offered to Lord Jagannath. In verses 26 to 34, the author describes the various foods offered to Lord Jagannath. He has described them as far as possible, but he finally admits his inability to describe them completely. So we can just see that how the, of course, some of these things are probably the just the opposite of what our health fanatics, macrobiotics, brown rice chewers are attached to. They can't understand why you see such unhealthy things. Of course, because they think that you have to chew your rice 40 times before it'll break up. Actually, rice like that is also available. We also have a type of rice sometimes we serve in Mayapur known as the red rice. It has gained some type of fame. Well, of course, most of the devotees that go there, unfortunately, from the West aren't macrobiotic fans. Otherwise, they would like that rice. But the real point is that we're dealing with the higher type of society, intellectual, Brahminical society. Naturally, they're doing more type of services which are for the society, learning and teaching and devotional services. So they don't need so much physical labor. Those who are laborers who work in a field, who do heavy physical labor, who are not chapati eaters, who eat rice, they need this type of heavy rice for giving them strength. But if you're not, if you're doing desk job or doing some kind of brahminical work, you don't need to have just pile of lead in the stomach. You see, so Krishna, of course, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't have to do any work, so he's always enjoying, so he's offered the finest things in the mode of goodness. You see. And similarly, all these health food fans, they should realize that the healthiest thing for them is to be Krishna conscious. And that means to offer the most luxurious, wonderful foods in the mode of goodness, bhogas, to Lord Jagannath, and then to accept that prasad with faith and not be attached to all type of calorie calculations and bicarbonate, carbohydrate calculations and everything, trying to figure out how to keep their machine running. That will also automatically be run in the different modes. They're calculating in some mode of passion and ignorance rather than in the mode of goodness. So these calculations don't have to be done. These are all transcendental foods in the mode of goodness, and one who takes this rather more than goodness, these are prasad, they'll become purified not only from their hunger, but they'll become purified from the attachment to this material world and to birth and death. In fact, so many types of wonderful prasadam are offered to Krishna, Lord Jagannath, that even the author, after so many descriptions, he feels completely inadequate to actually describe them completely. Bon, dekhiya santosha hoilo mahaprabhur mon. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw half the garden filled with a variety of prasad, he was very satisfied. Emoto Jagannatha kore na bojan, eshuke Mahaprabhu joraya noyan. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fully satisfied just to see how Lord Jagannath accepted all the food purported by Srila Prabhupada. Following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a Vaishnava should be fully satisfied simply to see a variety of food offered to the deity of Jagannath or Radha Krishna. A Vaishnava should not hunger for a variety of food for his own sake. Rather, his satisfaction is in seeing various foods being offered to the deity. In his Guruvashtaka, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, Chaturvidhasi Bhagavat Prasad Shadvarna Triptanghari Bhakta Sangan Kitvaiva Trikting Bhajatasa Daiva Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Quote, the spiritual master is always offering Krishna four kinds of delicious food, analyzed as that which is licked, chewed, drunk, and sucked. When the spiritual master sees that the devotees are satisfied by eating Bhagavat Prasad, he is satisfied. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. End of translation. The spiritual master's duty is to engage his disciples in preparing varieties of nice food to offer to the deity. After being offered, this food is distributed as prasad to the devotees. These activities satisfy the spiritual master, although he himself does not eat or require such a variety of prasad. By seeing to the offering and distribution of prasad, he himself is encouraged in devotional service. We see that many places Lord Chaitanya, he becomes very satisfied to see a nice arrangement of worshipping Krishna. Similarly, the spiritual master following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya also feels satisfied to see a very nice arrangement for worshipping Krishna and to see the mercy of Krishna distributed to the devotees. This gives, as Prabhupada said here, that the spiritual master himself is encouraged in devotional service. So that devotees, to please their spiritual master and Lord Chaitanya, can simply make a wonderful arrangement for the worship of Jagannath, and that will be the source of greatest happiness. To the spiritual master and Lord Chaitanya. More satisfying than even when an arrangement is made directly to give to the spiritual master. He's more happy to see the Lord get all type of varieties of offering. Kaya patra droni ailo bhoja pancho sat ek ek jane dosa dona dilo ato pat. There then arrive five or seven loads of plates made of the leaves of the Ketaki tree. Each man was supplied 10 of these plates, and in this way the dishes were served. Kirtaniyara Purisram Jani Gaurarai Tasovare Kawaite Prabhu Monodhai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood the labor of all the Kirtan chanters. Therefore he was very eager to feed them sumptuously. Pati pati kori bhakta gane bosaila poribeshan kori bare apone lagila. All the devotees sat down in lines and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally began to distribute the prasad. Prabhu na kaile keho na kore bhojan sarupa gosai tobe koilo nivedan. However, the devotees could not accept the prasad until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took it. It was Sarup Goswami who informed the Lord of this. Aap jai Jagannath Swami ki acha. Apone boishe Prabhu bhojan korite. Tumi na kaile keho na pare kaite. Sarup Damodar said, my Lord, would you please sit down? No one will eat until you do. Tobe Mahaprabhu boishe nijagana loya bhojana korailo sabhake akanta puriya. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with his personal associates and fed every one of them very sumptuously until they were filled to the necks. Akanta bhojan. Sabake akanta. Akant is the kunti mala. It's akant. Up to the neck. Should take Jagannath Prasad up to the neck. If you took more than up to the neck, you wouldn't be able to chant. So the neck is kept.
Bhojana kori bosila prabhu kori acharman prasada obari lokaya sahasreka jan.
After finishing, the Lord washed his mouth and sat down. There was so much extra prasad that it was distributed to thousands. One point, just see that first the devotees are given the prasad, and then it's distributed to the thousands. And Lord Chaitanya would first see that all of his devotees were filled up to the neck with prasad. Charity begins at home first. And then, give it to the thousands. Then those devotees would give, or their assistants of the king.
Prabhu Rajyai Govinda Dino Hino Jane Dhuki Kangala Nikorai Bhojane.
Following the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda, his personal servant, called for all the poor beggars who were unhappy due to their poverty and fed them sumptuously. Sometimes they call the beggars also the Dukis, Duki people, and all the unhappies. So that way, many demigods and great souls also were trying to get that prasad. They were unhappy not to be in Lord Chaitanya's association.
Kangalera bhojan rango deke gaura hari hari bola bholi tare upadesha kori.
Observing the beggars eating prasad, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted, Hari bol! And instructed them to chant the holy name. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In a song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur chants,
Miche mayara bhose, jakcho bheshe, kacho habu dhubu bhai. Miche mayara bhose, jakcho bheshe, kacho habu dhubu bhai. Jivo Krishna das, Jivo Krishna das. Jivo Krishna dash e bishasha koreleta ar dukho nai.
Quote, everyone is captivated by the waves of the ocean of nations. But if everyone would immediately accept Lord Sri Krishna as their eternal master, there would be no chance of being carried away by the waves of illusion. Then all sufferings would stop. Krishna conducts the material world under the three modes of material nature. And consequently, there are three platforms of life, higher, middle, and lower. On whatever platform one may be situated, one is tossed by the waves of material nature. Someone may be rich, someone may be middle class, and someone may be a poor beggar. It doesn't matter. As long as one is under the spell of the three modes of material nature, he must continue to experience these divisions.
This shows the futility of the world's economic programs. It's already fixed. You're always going to have these three divisions.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised the beggars to chant Hari Bol while taking prasad. Chanting means accepting oneself as the eternal servant of Krishna. This is the only solution, regardless of social position. Everyone is suffering under the spell of Maya. Therefore, the best course is to learn how to get out of the clutches of Maya. That is the verdict of Bhagavad Gita 14:26.
Mangchadyo bhavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatitaitan brahma bhuaya kalpate.
One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman.
One can overcome the spell of Maya and attain the transcendental platform by agreeing to engage
in the devotional service of the Lord. Devotional service begins with Shravanam Kirtanam. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised the beggars to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra for elevation to the transcendental position. On the transcendental platform, there is no distinction between the rich, the middle class, and the poor. Text 46.
Hari bolo boli kangala preme vashi jai oichanad bhuta lila kore gaurarai.
Translation. As soon as the beggars began chanting, or rather, as soon as the beggars chanted the holy name, Hari bol, they were immediately absorbed in ecstatic love of Godhead. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed wonderful pastimes. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, to feel the emotion of ecstatic love of God is to be on the transcendental platform. If one can keep himself in that transcendental position, he will surely return home, back to Godhead. In the spiritual world, there are no higher, middle, or lower classes. This is confirmed by Isha Upanishad, Mantra 7.
Yasmin sarvani bhutanyatma vai bhutani atmaiva bhut vijjanatah tatrako mahakasoka akatvam anupasyatah.
One who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks in quality, one with the Lord, becomes a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety for him? So, by keeping everyone on the transcendental platform, by chanting Hare Krishna, by pulling the Jagannath cart, by taking prasadam, you see, then all these differences, higher, middle, lower class, they'll be removed. People will become transcendentally blissful. As long as people are dependent upon their economy for their happiness, there are always going to be people who have got more economy, more money, therefore there'll be people who will envy them, oh, that they are happier than I am. And when people are relying on Krishna consciousness to be happy, then no one will be envy, needs to be envious of others for their economic advancement. Because everyone will be achieving the highest ecstasy of life, irregardless of how much money they have in their pocket. Therefore, recently, at a communist world congress, the communists had a meeting, and they said that, one person stood up and said that right now there's a grave danger for our world movement. So this is the gravest danger that has ever come up in our history. That is this Hare Krishna movement. These people, they are preaching that, you see, everyone should accept just what they're getting from God. And they're preaching that irregardless of all religion, political affiliation, being rich, poor, everything, you can all obtain happiness simply in God. If this spreads, our movement will be held up. Therefore, they are number one enemy. They must be stopped. In the World Communist Congress, they announced that Hare Krishna movement, more dangerous than capitalism, more than anything, this is the number one enemy. You see, because there's perfect. You see, therefore, once one becomes Krishna conscious, you see, they become immune of all this bogus garbage. So, you can just understand that in the spiritual world, there's no higher, middle, or lower class. I wouldn't be surprised to hear the capitalists have a meeting and say the same thing. It'll ruin our market. you see. It wouldn't be at all surprised. Just out of some, you know, bashfulness, they can't directly say it so clearly that it's because they can't proclaim atheism. They're trying to keep a show of some type of religious thing. Otherwise, they would also say the same thing. I wouldn't be at all surprised. Putting our liquor houses and gambling casinos and everything out of business to some extent. So, this is the solution for the world's problems, is simply to become God conscious. That we can see as we read on these pages more and more. Prabhupada's given the greatest gift to us. Iha Jagannathi Ratha Chole Na Shomoi Gaura Sabha Ratha Tane Age Nahi Jai. Outside the cart, when it was time to pull Jagannath's cart, all the workers called Gaudas tried to pull it, but it would not move forward. Tani tena pare goat, rotha chari dilo, patro mitro loya raja, bagra hoya ailo. When the Gaudas saw they could not budge the car, they abandoned the attempt. Then the king arrived in great anxiety, and he was accompanied by his officers and friends. Mohamalla gane dilo, rotha chalaite, apone lagila rotha na pare tani te. Then the king arranged for big wrestlers to pull the car. And even the king himself joined in, but the car could not be moved. Bagrohoya ani raja mata hati gan ratha chalaite ratha korilo yojan. Becoming even more eager to move the car, the king had very strong elephants brought forth and harnessed to it. Moto hasti ganatane jara jato bol ekopoda nachole ratha hilo achol. The strong elephants pulled with all their might, but still the car remained at a standstill, it not budging an inch. Suni Mahaprabhu aila nija gana loya moto hasti ratha tane deke dandaya. As soon as he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, heard this news, he went there with all his personal associates. They stood there and watched the elephants try to pull the car. Mad elephants, when they're pulling, with their nose. You can just see the straining, how they pull. Ankushera gaya hasti korai chitkar, rath nahi chole loke kore haha kar. The elephants being beaten with the elephant goad were crying, but still the car would not move. The assembled people cried out, alas. Tabe Mahaprabhu sab hasti guchailo nijagane ratha kachi tani bare dilo. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu let all the elephants go free and placed the car's ropes in the hands of his own men. Apone rothir pache tele matha dia hor hor kuri rotha cholilo dhaya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the back of the car and began to push with his head. It was then that the car began to move and ramble along, making a rattling sound. Hor hor. When the car hor hor just making this sound and just rattled, for that meant it was going forward so fast that the wheels in their axles were going. Bhaktagana kachi hate kori matro dai apone cholilo rath thanite na pai. Indeed, the car began to move automatically, and the devotees simply carried the rope in their hands. Since it was moving effortlessly, they did not need to pull it. Anande koraye loka joya joya dhwani joya jagannath bora nahi suni. When the car moved forward, everyone began to chant with pleasure, all glories, and all glories to Jagannath. No one could hear anything else. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Everyone, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Jai Jagannath! Jai Gaur Hari!
Meshe Togelo Rato Gundichara Dwar Chaitanya Pratap Dekhi Loka Chamotkar.
In a moment, the car reached the door of Gundicha temple. Upon seeing the uncommon strength of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the people were struck with wonder.
Joy Gorachanda, Joy Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Eimato Kalo Holo Loke Dhanno Dhanno.
The crowd made a tumultuous vibration chanting, Joy Gorachanda, Joy Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Then the people began to chant, Wonderful, wonderful.
Joy Gorachandra!
Joy
Gorachandra!
Joy
Sri Krishna Chaitanya!
Joy
Sri Krishna Chaitanya!
Dhanna,
dhanna!
Dekhiya Pratapa Rudra Patra Mitra Sange Prabhu Mohima Deke Preme Fule Ange. Seeing the greatness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prataparudra Maharaj and his ministers and friends were so moved by ecstatic love that their hair stood on end. Seeing the greatness,
Pandu Bijaya Tobe Kore Seva Gane Jagannatha Bosilagya Nijo Shinghashane.
All the servants of Lord Jagannath then took him down from the car, and the Lord went to sit on his throne. This is the Pandu Bijay, the victory of the Pandus, that Lord Jagannath has come to them.
Subhadra Balarama Nijo Shingha Shani Aila Jagannathir Snana Bhoga Hoite Lagila.
Subhadra and Balaram also sat on their respective thrones. There followed the bathing of Lord Jagannath and finally the offering of food.
Anginate Mahaprabhu Aloya Bhaktagan Anande Aramba Khoilo Nartana Kirtan.
While Lord Jagannath, Lord Balaram and Subhadra sat on their respective thrones, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees began to perform Sankirtana with great pleasure, chanting and dancing in the yard of the temple.
Anandhe Mahaprabhura Prema Utholilo Deki Sabaloka Prema Sagore Basilo.
While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting and dancing, he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love, and all the people who saw him were also flooded in the ocean of love of Godhead.
Nitya Kori Sandhya Kale Aroti dekilo, aito toa asi prabhu bisrama korilo.
In the evening, after finishing his dancing in the yard of Gundicha temple, the Lord observed the Aroti ceremony. Thereafter, he went to a place called Aitota and took rest for the night.
Adwaitadi bhakta gana nimantana kailo mukhya mukhya navajana navadina pailo.
For 9 days, 9 chief devotees headed by Adwaita Acharya got an opportunity to invite the Lord to their homes.
Ar bhakta gana chaturvasye jato din ek ek dina kore kore lo bantan.
During the 4 months of the rainy season, the remaining devotees extended invitations to the Lord for 1 day each. In this way, they shared invitations.
Chari maasher dina mukhya bhakto bati nilo ara bhakto gana avoshara na pailo.
For the 4 month period, all the daily invitations were shared among the important devotees. The rest of the devotees did not get an opportunity to extend an invitation to the Lord.
Ako dina nimantana kore dui tine mile. Eimato Mahaprabhu nimantra keli.
Since they could not get 1 day each, 2 or 3 devotees combined to extend an invitation. These are the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of invitations.
Pratakale snana kori deki jagannath sankirtane nitya kore bhakta ganasat.
After taking his bath early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go see Lord Jagannath in the temple. Then he would perform Sankirtan with his devotees. Kabu Adwaite Te Nachai, Kabu Nityanande, Kabu Hari Dase Nachai, Kabu Achutanande. By chanting and dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced Adwaita Acharya to dance. Sometimes he induced Nityananda, Haridas Thakur, and Achutananda to dance. Kabu Bhakke Shade, Kabu Ara Bhakta Gane, Tri Sandhya Kirtan Kore, Gundicha Prangane. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged Vakeshwar and other devotees in chanting and dancing. Three times daily, morning, noon, and evening, he would perform Sankirtana in the yard of the Gundicha temple. Vrindavane aila Krishna, e Prabhu gyan, Krishner biraha smriti hoilo avasan. At this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt that Lord Krishna had returned to Vrindavan. Thinking this, his feelings of separation from Krishna subsided. Radha Sange Krishna Lila e Hoilo Gane e Rase Mugno Prabhu Hoila Apone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always thinking of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and he remained personally merged in this consciousness. So that was 50 verses. 51 verses. And now Srila Ramaswamy wants me to read another 60 verses. I think it's not possible. 104 to 164 might be here till Rath Yatra time. I don't know whether just to get to the end of it or whether to leave it for someone to read tomorrow or tonight or something. I think it would be too late. Any advice? Basically, this is the pastime of Hirapanchami. That really, you have to read all the details to get this feeling. You know how Lakshmi Devi came and arrested all of Lord Jagannath's servants? That being very angry that Jagannath is gone, said he'd be right back, and he still hadn't come back. Like a henpecked husband, she thought that, of course, Srila Rupa Goswami describes the right-wing gopis in this way. Asaya mana nirbandhe nayake yuktavadini samabhisthena vidyacha Dakshina Parikirtita. A gopi who cannot tolerate womanly anger, who speaks suitable words to the hero, and who is satisfied by his sweet words, is called a Dakshina, or a right wing gopi. Bhamya Swabhavi Man Ute Nirantar Tar Modde Ute Krishna Ananda Sagar. Because she is a left-wing gopi, her womanly anger is always awakening, but Krishna derives transcendental bliss from her activities. The Prabhupada explained that actually everything that's in the material world is only coming from God, is only coming from Krishna. So that in the material world, we see that, well, there's so-called romance, so-called loving affairs, which are actually, of course, we know after understanding Krishna consciousness, they are actually lusty affairs, and they are simply a perverted reflection or imperfect reflection of original affairs in the spiritual sky. The difference is that in the spiritual world, there's no material body, there's no need of the any material mechanisms, that everything is on the transcendental platform, and on the platform of pure love. But because it's there in its pure form in the spiritual world, so somehow or another it's filtered down and all these relationships of conjugal love, of parental love, friendship, servitude, or even neutral appreciation are in the material world only because they're existing originally in the spiritual sky. So therefore, this is ultimately the highest understanding of God realization. No one can hold a candle to this understanding. So many people are praying to God, the Father who art in heaven, hallowed be our name, be thy name. Give us this day our daily bread. They can't get beyond the bread status. You see, here we're seeing that Lord Chaitanya, he's not asking for the bread. Rather, he's offering bread, puris, fruit, everything to Jagannath. You see, not thinking that, will Jagannath give me? He's thinking, how can I give so many nice offerings to Jagannath? And then, knowing how holy is his name, how holy are his activities, simply relishing how the Lord is enjoying different transcendental pastimes and seeing them on the transcendental platform. So these pastimes are very confidential. Generally, people, they won't understand them. I was giving a class just a few days ago, and Radha asked me, we have to say something about Radha. So someone was saying, well, these things sound an awful lot like romance in the material world. How can we get out of this? And so immediately we felt, well, that this is a dangerous position if we say anything about Radharani, and people think, well, this is Krishna and the gopis, Krishna and the cowherd girls. These are material activities, though being complicated by offenses. So I explained that, just understand this one thing, that in material life, the highest happiness is when the man and woman have their union. But in the spiritual world, you have to take it from the authorities that they're nothing like this material affair. That this material affair is just a gross type of shadow. So there, it was confirmed by Krishna, by Lord Chaitanya, and all the great soul, that the highest level of love is experienced when the two are separated. Birohe or Bipralamba is considered to be the what they know, a Mahabhav, is only experienced in separation. Then that person said, this is opposite. A simple person, nice devotee, but very simple. So he said, this is completely opposite. So that we can just understand that it's completely opposite, these affairs. But those who are very advanced, who realize they're not the body, who realize Krishna does not have a material body, that the gopis don't have material bodies, that Radharani doesn't have a material body, that Jagannath doesn't have a material body, and that these are all transcendental affairs, as they get the taste, even one taste of ecstasy from that ocean of bliss, they can understand there's a whole realm of happiness not dependent on the body. And therefore they can start to understand that the happiness that's experienced by Krishna and by Lord Chaitanya and by the great devotees like the gopis and other great devotees like the Goswamis are not on the material platform at all. They're not dependent on any material sense organs, but they are completely on the transcendental level of pure premananda, transcendental ecstatic bliss. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki! Jagannath Swami ki! Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki! Sri Ramachandra Swami Maharaj ki!
Sri Acharya Bhakti ki!